The White House Report.
It was a very newsy day at the White House. President Trump welcomed the governor of Puerto Rico, where he told the governor he would give himself a 10 for the federal government's response to the hurricane damage in Puerto Rico. 1 in 5 Puerto Ricans are without power still after the hurricanes. In other White House news, it was very newsy. The Chief of Staff, General John Kelly, came to the White House briefing room, where he began his communication with the press about graphic details of how U.S. fallen military are cared for and brought home to Gold Star families. Then he also talked about Congresswoman Frederica Wilson. He was very upset with what he feels is her publicized accounts of what happened in President Trump's call with the Gold Star family, the family of Sergeant LaDavid Johnson. Congresswoman Frederica Wilson was in the car when the widow of LaDavid Johnson took the call. The master sergeant who was in the car had the call on speakerphone for all to hear. According to Congresswoman Wilson, Sergeant Johnson and the three others who died while in Niger were there for the Niger military and how to deal with Boko Haram, a terrorist group linked to ISIS. April Ryan, AURN News.
The White House Report is a service of American Urban Radio Networks.